Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey.
Okay, first of all, wait, hold on. We need to give a little shout out to Hitesh.
You hear this clarity?
Insane. Like, shout out to our sponsor.
Hashtag.
He really outdid himself. He did some spoiling for us.
Yeah, these mics brought to you by the best.
We love you and thank you so much. Okay, so we're going to start off by giving a summary of It Happened One Summer. You want to kick it off, Christine?
Yes. So, what we're reviewing is It Happened One Summer by Tessa Bailey. It's about Piper Bellinger. She's a fashionable, influential diva. And her reputation is known as a wild child, a party animal. She throws this huge rager that ends up, like, an all the paparazzi...
All over social media.
Yeah, it leads her to jail for a night, and that was the last straw for her stepfather to cut her off, send her to this little beach town called Westport. Her sister tags along for the adventure, and little does she know she's going to meet some guy who sweeps her off her feet, and we're going to get into all the juiciness of course, their amazing love story.
It's so good. I can't wait. Okay.
So... our overall rating, we're going to give this one a 4 out of 5.
Yes.
Okay.
We struggled with the rating, I think, because the book started off so freaking slow. Like, it was a little annoying in the beginning because we weren't sold on the main character.
Yeah. For me, also, like, okay, so let's start off with what we... Definitely 4 out of 5. Content was there. Plot was there. Everything was great to keep us entertained till the end. However, what we both struggled the most, like, I guess what we disliked, was how it was written.
Yeah, this whole dual point of view and the book being narrated by somebody else was a struggle.
It was such a struggle, and I didn't realize that, like...
We had to keep going back to see, like, who she was talking about.
I caught myself as like, wait, is this Hannah talking, Piper talking? Like, it was really confusing.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough. Until you got to, like, the middle or almost the ending of the book that you're like, okay, I know that Piper would say this. I know that this would come from Hannah. Yeah. Like, you were able to differentiate who was talking.
Yeah, honestly, thanks to Liz pushing me through, because midway, I'm like, Liz, I don't think I can, like, make it past 30%. And she was already, like, in the thick of it. So she's like, no, push through. You can. And
yeah, I was struggling. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to keep reading and see. There has to be a moment of, like, okay, I'm going to keep reading.
Also, it had to be a moment because everybody, this book is also why we picked it. It was giving you, the final summer feel. But it was a bit...
I feel like we were seeing it everywhere, especially because it was Tessa Bailey.
Yeah.
Like, and she's known to, like, write really good books and, like, really nice, spicy scenes. So I had to push through it. And when I got to... We'll talk about this part in a little bit.
Yeah, it delivered.
That little part was like, okay, I know Christine's going to get hooked here. So I'm just going to give her, like, the chapter to, like, push through.
Yeah. So, and that leads us to the things that we love the most. For sure, love the spiciness, which we'll get into the what we rate it. But I love the setting of the book. I love Westport as a town. I want to go. We found out it's in Washington, which...
It just, I feel like it would give such a beautiful summer vibe, like salt
really
in the air.
It really sets the setting of a summer vacation. Yes. I want a boat. I mean, I've always wanted
If we had money, if we were like one of those...
I for sure have a dive
dads.
Bar.
One,
a dive bar off the ocean.
Our parents definitely owned a summer home there.
Oh, yeah.
We were there every summer.
Yeah. It was so cute. I loved everything about the town that they set the tone. It was such a perfect end of summer read. It gave me that last... I mean, we're from Florida. We're always going to have summer here. But it set this tone of me entering fall in
and
my mind.
For whatever reason, I feel like it also gave it a setting of, like, not this super... like sun bright setting, and it was kind of like a summer, but a little gloomy.
Yeah, because it got cold. Storms came, which we'll get into that. It was cute.
And the whole thing of, like, all the women there being super freaking strong.
Yeah,
because most of the men were fishermen.
That's a good point. Yeah, love that. Love that woman empowerment moment. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, it was great. Also, of course, love their banter. Their banter was my favorite part of,
especially because she was, like, bubbly and witty, and he was kind of very serious for a good chunk of the book. Like, he goes from serious to, like, lover boy. It was very weird. Like, there's no in between.
Yeah. So no, I love their wit. That really... And, of course, spicy level. Let's go ahead and rate that while we're here.
Okay.
For me, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. There was spice.
Yeah,
it
there was.
Hot tamale spice. Yeah.
When it got into a scene, like a spicy scene, you're like, oh, we're in the thick of it. Yeah. Like, we're in it.
I'm like,
yes.
I'm going to sleep, but I can't stop because the spicy
scene. I just need to get over this whole scene. Like,
I can't pick up in the middle of a sex scene. Like, exactly. I have to finish off.
Yeah. For me, it was definitely a 3 overall, but with how descriptive she was during these scenes, I was telling Christine every time we would talk about spicy moments in this book, I just kept going back to her saying, like, I entered her sex, or he entered her sex, and, like, the way she would describe it, it wasn't raunchy.
It wasn't in your face.
No, it wasn't, like, nasty.
I was saying raunchy. Yeah, it wasn't, like, in your face. It wasn't, like, like, we know they're having sex.
It wasn't too much.
It was the first time I ever...
It was kind of, like, poetic.
Yeah.
Like, the sex scenes are a little poetic.
Like, and not me thinking I'm going to send a text, like, enter my sex next time.
I want to play every sexual encounter with this whole vibe to it.
Yeah. So what was your favorite? Like, spicy scene.
100% the first date.
Yeah.
Especially because they didn't have, like, full-blown sex.
My favorite part, too. Yeah. Like, how...
And he made her wait, so, like, that tension was built up so much to, you know, my next favorite spicy scene, which was on the boat. So it built it up so much, and when they finally had sex, I was like, oh!
Yeah.
The sexual tension was there for me.
The first date was everything. I genuinely loved how she just, like, played into her role so sexually and so with such a confidence.
I'm sorry, but she was a full-blown actress.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, this is my time to shine, honey.
The
bro.
Champagne of it all? I was like, oh,
no.
Piper, give it to me.
She put on a whole show.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. Like, I love her confidence level. And
it was everything.
It was so.
It was everything. It was really like, I just want to have this much confidence. Like, I do have confidence, but, like, she was on a whole nother level.
Piper level confidence.
She gets paid to have this confidence.
Yeah, it was very well written. Yes. I loved her in that moment. Their sex scenes were definitely 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Like, so.
Yeah.
That's what really pushed me through the book, was the spiciness. For
it
real.
Was. And when they already started falling in love, where she goes from, like, the spoiled brat to, you know, you really liking her for being, like, so serving and so loving and so attentive. Like, you really fall in love with her. And I feel like that also got me through the book, too. Like, seeing her come out, like, just fully develop into a full-blown woman. Not this, like, party animal 24/7.
Yeah. As we're talking about character development, let's start giving them zodiac signs.
Okay.
Okay. Hannah, I would say at first she was giving me Gemini vibes. She really was. But overall, she, to me, ended up being a Cancer. Yeah. And she had a lot of bark, but so much love on the inside.
She is how we call ourselves.
She's a sensitive
thug. She was so fucking snippy. But at the same time, she was so loving and so soft and, like, so caring with her sister. Like, that's why she gave me Cancer vibes. Like, she mothered her sister to death.
Yeah. I loved also... about her was, like, her innocence and like her feelings for Fox. What really got me was when she saw text messages from other girls come up, and, like, it led her to self-doubt. And, like,
but also let's backtrack, because remember how she was like, she saw him and she was like, oh, there's nothing serious, right? But then when she saw the text, it kind of gives you the impression of, like, oh, she was already thinking that she was going to get married to this
Cancer
man. Like, they were already in a relationship. Very Cancer of her.
Cancer. First date, I'm picturing when I'm going to marry.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, how would life be for us together? The text message threw me the frick off. Like, that's it. I am already turned off.
Yeah. That's so relatable to me. It was really cute. I really enjoyed her character. Like, sisterhood for me, of course, is... my life.
Hashtag the Panesso sisters.
So I was like, I loved everything about it. Like, her writing, they're just, like, really wrote for each other. And that's what sisterhood is all about. So
yeah.
Love that.
Very much.
Piper. Oh, sorry. No. What did you give? Oh, you agree.
Yeah. Okay. Full blown Cancer.
Okay. Piper.
I gave her Leo.
Same.
I gave her Leo because, first of all, she was a natural born leader from the beginning. From the beginning. She was, like, shining so bright by herself. Like, the whole thing of, like, running the show, too, of putting the bar together. Mm-hmm. And, like, when the girls came over, she's like, oh, we're going to have makeovers and whatever. Then also when she meets her grandma, which was one of my favorite parts. Opal. The relationship.
Even her name was perfect.
Yeah, yeah, the relationship with her grandma to me was, like, you know. Like, my heart literally was crying for that, for grandma's, that scene.
Grandmas are the gem of our world, forever. Like,
family in general, but grandma's, like,
that's it.
Top tier, honey, top tier. But no, even that scene, like, she's like, you know what? Like, I know you haven't been out in years because, you know, her son dies or whatever. And she gave her a makeover and, like, wanted her to feel,
Piper
to feel
with the confidence,
beautiful and just comfortable in her skin and just the way she rode for all her
it
people.
It was beautiful. Yeah. I truly agree that she was a Leo because you walk in the room and she's the center of attention and you can feel that.
And her love for fashion and beauty, it just, it's
everything.
Yeah.
But I did hate her in the beginning.
She
came out super bratty to me, but
she gave me young Lindsay Lohan vibes.
Very true.
Like Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen vibes.
Very, like, that was
like bratty. I want it and I want it now.
So true. But she did really grow on me because she, like,
that's what, towards the middle of the book where she started showing, like, herself, like, her feelings and stuff like that. She grows
on me. I loved her wittiness and the independency that she learned throughout. Like, that was what led me to, like, actually love her. And of course the relationship with her and Brendan was just speaking of Brendan, what do you give him?
Okay, I know we talked about it and we're both on the same page of like him being a Virgo.
Agreed.
But when I sat down and started writing, you know, my notes on him, it all changed. I was like, wait, he's sounding very much like a Cap because of all the work. Like, he's all about work and all about his routines. Like, until Piper comes along, he was doing the same routine for, like, what, like, 8 years?
No, it's
6
true.
Years?
Right.
And then, like, his devotedness to her, like, Caps to me when they're in love, like, honey, they're writing
for you.
They will
let you know they're
They're
love,
writing
right.
for you. Like, they're devoted to you. You're their number one. And also, he was a little hard-headed for some, you know, for some of the parts. But then he ended up opening up. So, I don't know. He gave me full-blown Cap.
Okay. I definitely see what you mean about him being a Capricorn, but I'm still going to say Virgo. And why I say Virgo is, if there's one thing all my friends have taught me, is that I need to marry a Virgo. They make the best husbands, apparently.
Yes.
And we know that he was married before, and he seemed like such a loving husband.
And, like, still devoted to his wife.
I mean,
like, to his late wife.
Yeah, he wore the ring until he felt like...
I can't remember how long it was that she was dead for. Six?
Yeah, I think it was 6 years. I could be lying.
But... Okay, maybe. Yeah, maybe it was 6 years. But, again, so devoted.
And let's talk about him being so devoted. Because he was even devoted because we know that he's the captain. But he's the captain of his late wife's father's boat. Like, that is incredible. Like,
I also feel like he had so much respect for, you know, her dad.
Yeah.
That, like, that also aided him to fall in love with her and take care of her.
Yeah. And, I mean, we find out, like, she died in the most, like, tragic. Oh, it was, like, such a very freak accident, you know.
Very sad.
Very sad. And at first, they weren't even, like...
But let's talk about how long it took for them to even mention that his wife was dead, number one. And second of all, how long it took for us to get the story of how she died. Like, I felt like everybody was tippy-toeing around it.
I mean, also, do you remember the part where Piper comes in, of course, smoke show that she is, like, walking into this dive bar? I can only imagine that she looked, like, so
stunning.
L.A.
Stunning.
In a sparkly dress, you know, dressed to the nines, and it was a memorial for his wife. Like,
and she screams, like, let's have
shots. Yeah, she was walking around with
I would have died. I would have been like,
bury me, please. I would
tierra trágame. Like, please swallow me up.
Yeah, that was That would have been ending for me. Like, yeah, I'm done. Never showing my face again.
I would have packed my bags and gone home.
Yeah, so...
Live in a cardboard box in LA, honey.
Yeah, for really forget no. about me. So, yeah, and also what I loved about Brendan, and I think that why he's a Virgo, is that his words of affirmations to her and his act of service, like and building being a very pergola, neutral too. Yeah. Building a pergola scene was like hard eyes. For me, if a guy is good with their hands and he's like, maybe what stain of wood, you know.
And like, even before that, remember, like, your favorite scene with the white panties.
Ooh, white like, panties scene.
The only
guys,
reason.
Guys, that white panties scene really was like, okay, this is my book. I can keep.
We got to go back to our favorite parts because I haven't mentioned, like, some of mine. But
okay, we can go back.
That whole scene of the white panties, the only reason he was there was to fix the door that he knew didn't lock.
Right. And this was after the whole meat on fire and he, I feel like for me, I wrote that down, like that was a moment he realized like, oh, I kind of like this girl.
Yeah,
like
he like ran to her aid.
Yeah, even though he yelled at her and that did not go well with Piper. Mm-mm. And she was like, I hate you now.
But you know us, we love that, like, scream at me but because you care.
Every female, right? We like that, like, because you can't be too nice but you can't be too mean. You have to be right in the middle.
But that's what I'm saying, like, scream at me just because you care, but like, also lower your voice. Yeah, I'll punch you in the throat.
So yeah, I mean, I loved all the characters. Like, we can probably go on and on how much.
Can we talk about how amazing all the friends in this book were?
Okay, well, that can lead us to our favorite quote line of the book, which realistically, there was nothing profound that we can highlight, nothing in depth, because what I highlighted were, like, the puns.
For me, it was the recharging station.
I loved all the fishery puns and, like, everything related to the ocean. It was just so good. It was, honestly, I laughed a lot in this book.
It was a lot of puns.
Yeah, it was so funny. And I highlighted sex scenes because just, like, who I am.
Like, chef's kiss. Baby girl, chef's kiss on the sex scenes.
Yeah, our favorite part, definitely, I feel like, characters. We loved all the characters. Talk about the friends.
I don't think I disliked any of the characters. Honestly, like, the only thing that I can think of, like, of a character that I didn't really like was, did you notice that their mom wasn't relevant in this?
So I know this is a continuous series, so there's a part two. I don't know if there's a part three, and I'm wondering if the part two kind of goes into that, because I get with the mom's perspective, like,
Stepdad was more of a father, like, of a parent figure to them than their mom.
Piper kind of mentioned, and they talked about, like, how she fled after their father passed. And I feel like she kind of avoided the healing phase of it all. And that's why she's like, I'm not even coming to the grand
opening. When I think of her, I just think of her being, like, one of these widows that is only either popping prescription pills or drinking vodka. At 9
a.m. At a tumbler.
Yeah.
No.
Out of a martini glass at like 9 a.m. with a robe with like the face of no fucks given.
Yeah, the mom was definitely not a main character. And it's crazy to think because that's just their mother. And they talk about a lot about their late father. And that's whose dive bar their
main father.
I know, that they're taking over. So yeah, maybe, I don't know if we're going to see, if we're going to read second part, but. Or they talk about that then, because they briefly talk about that a little bit. And I feel like it was just like the griefing of it all. And then
maybe Fox, in the second book, like, I don't know. Do you think do you think Hannah stays in Westport because of Fox? Or do you think she goes back home?
Oh, that's a tough one. I feel like the cancer in her, she's going to be both. She's in the beginning until she actually feels that Fox is in it for her, and then
because our second guessing, like, we love hard, but like, we also love ourselves so much, and we like our space.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
I'm not gonna want to be living in Westport 24/7 to be a wifey.
Yeah,
I need to be out doing my own thing.
She said she has things going for her. She said when she said bye to Piper, which that seems waterworks. So yeah, Fox, I loved him too. Great best friend.
Yeah, very much douchebaggy.
Gave me my Abby boy vibes. Yeah.
He's a cancer.
No, I think he's a cancer.
Like, in the whole sense of him being, you know, a little playboy, but still, like, pulling at the heartstrings.
Nah.
That part, but 100%, I feel like he was a Scorpio.
Probably. He just gave me Miami Boy vibes. Like, I'm here dating girls around. He literally told Brendan, like, the point is to date girls from different cities so I don't have to see them ever again. Like, that was okay.
So and like, still, like, hair behind the ear. Like, it's cute. It's cute. I like it. Little douchebag moment.
Yeah, never heard. That's why Hannah fell for it.
Yeah.
Ugh. I know.
She's going to Bob the Builder it. She's like, yeah, I'm going to fix this man. I'm going to make him fall in love with me.
What other friends that?
Deke. Deke was one of my favorite ones, mm-hmm. too.
It was a short scene of his, but it was relevant because the Instagram of it all.
Oh, my God. When they're building the Instagram, that's another one of, like, the funny puns.
Who hasn't got caught, like, liking a pic?
He was just so – but he was so naive about it.
Yeah. It was cute that it was so naive. Like, that's how you know how much of a fisherman he really is.
Yeah. He was disconnected from social media.
Yeah. That's cute.
Which also is, like, very hot.
I know. I go back and forth whether, like, I want my man to be – have no Instagram or be on Instagram.
I feel like if a man has Instagram, they have to be doing the most with it. Like, they have to be, like, influencer vibes.
Would you be able to date an influencer? Like, a male influencer?
It all depends on the guy. Like, I can't imagine James being an influencer.
Right.
Like, my honey boo is way too serious for that.
He'll be cute. Yeah. Shout out, bestie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I like, always go back and forth, but I feel like I definitely want him to be present in social media because I also think it's weird when I date somebody and they have no, like, social media. Like, not even, like, a Snapchat or Facebook. It's like, who are you hiding from?
And, like, James is a good mixture. Like, he's on Instagram. He'll scroll for, like, 20, 30 minutes
and reshare your posts for sure.
He better. He better. But he doesn't post anything. He's a ghost follower. He's the perfect definition of a ghost follower with, like, a few likes.
Yes. Oh, but that's where I'm, like, torn. Like, I would enjoy, you know? Like, I feel like I would enjoy.
You would definitely love, like, daily posts.
Absolutely.
Like, let me see your morning routine.
And, like, latte art, how do you froth your milk? I think I will fall in love with you more. Like,
what time did you go to the gym?
You checked in today or not?
You're showered and in bed? What are you watching?
What's your night routine? How many serums you put on?
Girl, that's trained. That's not, you always need that one girl that's really gonna you that night routine.
And I'm here for that. Anybody needs help?
Okay. We'll start off slow. I'll give you a night routine and then we fall in love and get married.
Done. Okay, and Kirby. We find out that this is her best friend, but also, like, puts her in jail, which is, like, no best friend.
She gave me icky vibes.
Yeah, she wasn't my favorite, and
she was there de conveniencia.
Yeah, I feel like I think she said that was, like, her childhood friend, like, they've been friends for a while. I'm not really sure. At the beginning of the book is blurry because
that much into it, but I think that she was just friends with her, like, in the partying scene.
Yeah, like, that's, yeah, exactly. Her, like, influencer vibes. Exactly. Yeah,
like, you know, like, how every influencer has the quote-unquote best friend, but they're really not best friends. They just look good in pictures together.
Very true.
No shade, but, like, shade.
Yeah, and, I mean, I think she also eventually realized that she grew out of that friendship, which I'm glad that Kirby came in the end, even though it was pointless and, like, kind of, like, knocked her off of her love in Westport. Mm-hmm. But it was important for her to, like, kind of close that chapter with Kirby and, like, her whole...
Really realize the type of people that you want around. Instead of having people to just take up space. Yeah. I mean, we've learned this the hard way. It's like the quality over quantity.
And she realized that Brendan is her home recharging station.
God, I love that.
Yeah, so.
The recharging station for me was, that was it.
I know.
That was it. A little cringe.
It was cute.
Just a little cringe. But between them, it was very cute.
Yeah. So we like to see this as a movie.
You know how I feel about books being turned into movies. I am definitely a diehard fan for just books because I relate them too much when I'm watching the movie. Mm-hmm. Like Twilight, for example. Love the books. Read them all. And then when the movies came out, I'm obsessed with the movies. Yeah. I watch them once a month. But still, like, it okay, just gives a different feel.
Jacob or Team Edward?
Girl, Team Edward.
No! Team Jacob over here. I'm so sorry. Nah. I love
Edward was gonna die for her, Miss Ma'am. Let me remind you of that. He was about to put himself out there.
I mean, she was gonna die for him too. I mean, she did.
Exactly. Yeah. Match my energy or get the hell out of the way.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is definitely the definition of love.
Match my energy or move.
Very true. Yeah, so it's, well, we did find out that it's actually gonna be a movie. And the character, Piper herself, was inspired by Alexis Rose from The Best Show, Schitt's Creek. And
which makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense.
We found out afterwards, yeah, after reading the book, that it, that Tessa Bailey kind of inspired her, that she wrote this in 2020, and it was inspired by Schitt's Creek. And yeah, I definitely see like the resemblance in
that. Yeah, and
like,
Brendan, the resemblance between him and Mutt, like, I mean, Mutt was like, he was fighting for his life with one brain cell, but Brendan is a more put together type of man.
Compared to Mutt and Schitt's Creek. Yeah, 100%. Like, I feel like...
The cabin?
The like, have, it was a barn house.
It warehouse. Makes me want to start sweating thinking about this, yeah, damn cabin.
So I'm excited to see it as a movie. I just want to know... I know, again, it's really hard to put a book into a movie, but I'm excited to see how it plays out.
Mm-hmm.
Who would we think would play Piper?
I mean, you know my answer. 100%. Lindsay Lohan.
Well, now that you say, yeah, now that you said Lindsay Lohan, I can't see it past.
Can't see anyone, yeah, else playing her.
Right, that'd be a good one.
I mean, Alexis Rose would be great, but
it's too much.
Yeah. It's too much.
Because then she will have to be Alexis Rose and not, mm-hmm, Piper.
Yeah.
Brendan?
Girl, Liam Hemsworth. I keep wanting to say Hemsworth.
Hemsworth, a.k.a. Thor. That's all we know him as.
Tremendo macho.
His deliciousness.
Him and his brother.
Yeah, like, they're unreal. Mm-hmm. DNA is not fair there.
You want to know something? I would love a whole Liam and... What's his brother's name?
I forgot.
The name is so irrelevant. But for Liam to be Brendan and for his brother to be...
Fox?
Fox.
That'd be cute.
That'd be cute.
Yeah, because it... Well, then it would kind of change the book because they can play, like, brother versus sisters. You know, two brothers...
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Tessa, hit me up.
Girlie, you hear this?
I got a new for you. Yeah, and Liam will be a good cast for him because she describes him to be like a hunk, the muscles, athletic. Yeah, like, I see that. I can see that.
And like, buenote.
Yeah, too. I can see that. Okay, so that was our recap of It Happened One Summer. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope it gave you all the end of summer feels, because... Mm-hmm. Now is our transition to fall.
Yep. And our next book is going to be The Silent Patient. We're going to be reading it all through September. And then we're going to release the next episode, episode 3, guys. Episode 3. On October 3rd. Ooh, cute. Episode 3, October 3rd.
Ooh, love that. We planned it.
Yeah.
Didn't.
But. So, okay. So, thanks again so much for listening.
Love ya.
Bye.